This town is a lonely town, not the only town like this town.
10:37, Dean Richards, Sunday morning, WGN.
This town.
What an amazing voice.
Make you
the unmistakable sound of the legendary Patricia Barber, a jazz fixture here in the Chicago area, with a new album that's about to come out on August the 6th, an album of standards that's called Click. And, Patricia is, known from the Chicago Jazz Festival, known from the legendary Green Mill, where she held court for, many years, and great clubs around Chicago and really all over the world. We're proud to call Patricia Barber one of Chicago's very own. And Patricia, after too many years, nice to have you back on the program again, my friend. How are you?
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Very nice to have you on with us today. Talk a little bit about your history in Chicago. I mean, you're one of the very few names, we can think of great jazz singers who have kind of made their mark on Chicago.
Yeah. Well, Judy Roberts is one, right? And she was somebody I was emulating when I was still at the University of Iowa. My sister sent me a newspaper clipping about her, and I was wondering, if I could actually make a living in Chicago doing this. And she said, this woman can do it. Maybe you can do it. So I came to Chicago, even though it had been my home and my family's home, and it still is much of my family's home. So that's how I got here. And then, the story about how you break into the business and playing, I played at all the surrounding supper clubs and piano bars. It's very hard to break into the actual city of Chicago when you first start. So I played in Northbrook, and I played in Hammond, and I played in places like that. But I slowly made my way, and I finally got a nice trio gig at the Westin Hotel. And so that was the beginning of my working in Chicago, and I worked, I never stopped working in Chicago until the pandemic.
Yeah. Do I remember also you at the Gold Star Sardine Bar? Now that you're talking, I'm trying to remember like some of the places where I know I saw you a million times. And I think the Gold Star, this tiny little club, which is a great place to hear live music.
Right.
You were there for quite a long time, right?
I was. I held a steady gig there for at least 9 years, and then I still played there for 11, I think, in total, 11 years. And then I made a switch over to the Green Mill because I could finally play music other than the standards from the 30s and 40s.
So that was, probably, from where you got the idea to do many of these songs that are on your upcoming album, your days of doing all the standards, huh?
Well, no. I would say that first, my father and my mother taught me the standards from the 30s and 40s. They were, my father was a musician, my mother was a great singer. So I knew the standards, absolutely walking into my first piano bar gig in Northbrook. These I wouldn't call standards. I would call them covers because they're more from the 50s and 60s. There are a couple tunes on here, I Could Have Danced All Night, that is what you would call standard. There's the Jobim tune, which, he would definitely go into that category. And Shall We Dance? Rodgers and Hamstring, that goes into that category. And the other ones are from the 50s and 60s, which is often where I look for fun material, material with hooks, rhythmic hooks, to lighten up the set.
So talk to me a little bit about how the genre has changed, evolved, since you've started it. You talked about how the pandemic shut everything down. I mean, how did you get through that? How does a performer, get through a time where there are no live performances going on?
Yeah, well, you find something else to do that, I found something else to do that's creative. I took writing courses from Story Studio Chicago, which I love. So I took prose writing courses, and that's been just great. I enjoy it so much, and it's definitely helping my writing in all kinds of ways. But it's not lyric writing. It's not poems. That's what I do for music. And I practice every day just because I love the piano. I would practice the piano whether or not I had a job. I would always do that. So, like, I heard Renee Fleming give an interview about, so what have you been doing, Renee? You know, she said, I don't have much to tell you except for her Brain and Music series, which was fabulous, which she did during the pandemic. Other than that, she said, you know, I wasn't working. I was happy my husband was working, but I wasn't working. So I was doing stuff at home, writing stories and keeping the house warm, and my upper body strength got really strong because I could, I was moving wood around, you know, using a wood stove to heat the house out in Michigan. So,
Were you chopping your own wood too?
No, I used to do that. Actually, I used to do that, but then I decided that was too much.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. You decided to go soft. And
well, they have machines that do that now, yeah.
Right, right. Let the machines take over all of that. How do you view jazz being received by the general public right now? Is it as strong as ever? Is it stronger? I mean, it's always been very interesting to me, this very uniquely American style of music that has had a really tough time finding its place in the mainstream of music.
Well, I don't think it is in the mainstream of music, and I don't think it has been for years. And I think it was the closest to the mainstream of music when swing was the mainstream of music, which was really in the 30s and the 40s. And that was the closest it ever came to being in the mainstream. It's not in the mainstream. It's definitely off on the side.
Yeah, that's what I meant. That it's something that's so American, yet has found trouble finding a place there.
Well, it has a small niche, and I think that it's for the most part most musicians are content with that. It's a not an easy music all the time. You have to listen carefully. My music is much more. You know, I write my own music, so I'm considered a composer. And it's since I do the lyrics as well, it's more accessible in some ways.
In what way do you think?
Well, it has words. It has lyrics to lead you through the harmonies and stuff.
Okay. All right. Well, let me take a break. I mean, the songs that are on this new album, Click, come from... As you mentioned, what we heard was Lee Hazelwood, but Lerner and Lowe and Stevie Wonder and Thelonious Monk and Rodgers and Hammerstein, as you had mentioned. I want to talk about some of the new albums, and we'll hear a track off of it as well. Patricia Barber, Chicago legend, on with us this morning on WGN. Patricia Barber is on the phone line with us, 312-981-7200. Patricia, a lot of people on the phone line. Remembering going to the Gold Star. I happened on Patricia Barber by accident at the Gold Star and have been a fan ever since. Here's another 773. Ah, the Gold Star Sardine Bar. Great music, great drinks, and White Castle sliders. We miss it.
Right.
And some good memories there. What are your best memories of playing at the Gold Star?
Well, it was just such an... unusual venue because the venue itself was so small that, in fact, I don't believe that Bill could cover his expenses from, I mean, even though we packed people in there like sardines, it was just very so small that I'm not sure it was financially feasible. But then again, that ended up going, I think, to the courts and to, getting shut down for taxes and, you know, such. So, it probably didn't actually pay for itself.
Yeah. Is it easier for a performer to sing in a place where that is so intimate as opposed to a slightly, larger venue? I don't know. I don't know if you feel disconnected from the audience when it's larger or if it's great to be just, right on top of everybody like you would be at the Gold Star.
You know, I think every performer is different, right? You have some performers that are true extroverts. I'm not a true extrovert. I'm an extroverted introvert. But I also think that if you've been performing for many years, you get used to not really taking it in too much what the audience is thinking or doing. Or if you go out on a huge stage like in Montreal where it's just blackness, you can't see the audience at all.
Yeah.
You know, you just have to do the performance as if you can see them, and you always have to give it your best, whether or not they like you or they don't. So I think the professionals get used to just coming out and doing their best performance, regardless of the audience size, the club size, the venue, this, that.
So the new album, Click, which comes out August 6th, mm-hmm. Had this been, sort of sitting on the shelf during the pandemic, or is this something that came about as a result of the pandemic? Give us a little history on the album.
This was something that we did in tandem with Higher, my album Higher, which came out in plenty of time for us to do a full year and a half tour on it before. Well, we got off the plane February 28th, 2020, so the pandemic was already around. We heard about it. We knew about it, even though we were taking flights every day. And we were certainly glad to get off the flights, get off that tour because of the pandemic. So I did this at the recording sessions at the same time that we did Higher, which is a much more ambitious album. It's full of original material, and the harmony is more expansive than the restricted harmony of the American jazz or classic songbook.
Okay, and
and that's an album on which Renee Fleming and I did together at the Harris Theater in 2015, and we toured with it to Washington D.C. and New York.
Yeah, and as we had mentioned, I mean, there are very familiar songs on here. The In Crowd is done by Patti on here. Shall We Dance is on here. All in Love is Fair, the Stevie Wonder penned song. Trouble is a Man. We heard a little of This Town, the Lee Hazelwood song on here. Samba de Uma Nota So. Am I saying that right? One Note Samba.
Samba de Uma Nota So. Yeah.
One Note Samba is on there. And Straight No Chaser, the Thelonious Monk song. And I Could Have Danced All Night. I was going to play that this morning. Tell us a little about the making of that song.
Which song?
I Could Have Danced All Night.
Oh, I Could Have Danced All Night. I Could Have Danced All Night. You know, okay, I always say on the stage, I love all songs about dancing. I really actually do. Most songs about dancing dance. They have a lilt to them, and they're just happy. Everybody's happy. You can see people in the audience smiling. I'm happy. It's a bit of a girly thing for me to be doing. I Could Have Danced All Night, and yet I love singing that song. And so these songs on Click are the songs that we put in between the original songs on Higher, on tour. So we kind of separated them out so that Higher could be evaluated by the critics for what it is, which is new material, art songs that can be sung by classical singers or by jazz singers. And these were the tunes that we stuck in between those tunes for fun. And so this is, Patricia Barber without the dark side.
Okay. Patricia Barber's new album is called Click. It's out on August the 6th. Very nice to talk to you, and I hope you have a great Sunday today. Thank you so much for joining us.